Sabbath blessed, and welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording, blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you on this December 5th, 2015. This is lesson 156, chapter 32, entitled Centurion, part 2. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? The opening song to our study is entitled Just As I Am, and you can find this in the hymn book number 314. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come,
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our heart. Our Father, I thank you for this field to have this special day. I thank you for this field to pick us up this morning. Let us be able to learn from the scripture study and clean and keep the lessons in our hearts and our minds. Forgive us all for our sins and the good news now, Christ Spirit. Watch over us where we go. Let us be able to be strong in everything that we need to do. We must be also helpful with one another. Let's be able to always be prepared for almost anything, but mostly to be prepared for the great day that will bring us going to come. Forgive us all for sins and iniquities now, Christ the Spirit. And I pray you can also deliver us if we ever have any oppressors, and also I pray that we have all safe and mercies wherever we go. If we have places to be, I pray that we can be able to avoid all the temptations that will use against us, and just to be strong and also well comforting. I thank you for healing us if we were ever sick, and giving us the greatest that we could have, and just make her and just press on in you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5, from the King James Version, and it reads, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he save us, by the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled Centurion in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Luke 7:11, "And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people." Luke 7:12, "Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her."
Luke 7:13, "And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not." Luke 7:14, "And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise." Amen.
God bless you, everyone. Continuing the reading, John 1:9. "That was the true light, which lighteneth every man that comes into the world." Luke 13:28. "They shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself trust out. Luke 13:29. And there shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. Luke 13:30. And behold, their last wish shall be first, and their first wish shall be last. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 317 through 318. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 317. Bubble up.
It is thus that every sinner may come to Christ, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. When Satan tells you that you are a sinner and cannot hope to receive blessing from God, tell him that Christ came into the world and to save sinners.
Desire pages, page 317. We have nothing to recommend and to recommend us to God, but the plea that we may urge now and ever is our utterly helpless condition that makes his redeeming power a necessity. Renouncing all self-dependence, we may look to the cross of Calvary and say, in my hand no price I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Desire of Ages, page 317, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Great job, dear ones. Boys and girls, according to what does Christ save us? And what should we say when Satan tells you that you are a sinner and cannot hope to receive blessing from God? If you know the answer to this question, little ones and mommies and daddy, blah, blah.
Read it. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, and tell him that Christ came into the world to save sinners.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of John, and that is located on John chapter 3, verse 16 through 17.
The Jews had been instructed from childhood concerning the work of the Messiah. The inspired utterances of the patriarchs and prophets and of the symbolic teachings of the sacrificial service had been theirs, but they had disregarded the light, and now they saw in Jesus nothing to be desired but the centurion born in heathenism, educated in the idolatry of imperial Rome, trained as a soldier, seemingly cut off from spiritual life by his education and surroundings.
And still farther shut out by the
bigotry
of the Jews and by the contempt of his own countrymen for the people of Israel, this man perceives the truth of to which the children of Abraham were blind. He did not wait to see whether the Jews themselves would receive the one who claims to be their Messiah, as the light which lighteneth every man that cometh into the world. John chapter 1 verse 9. Had shone upon him, he had through afar off
discerned the glory of the sun.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls, mommies or daddies. How had the Jews been instructed from childhood concerning the work of the Messiah? And what did the centurion perceive regarding Christ, which the children of Abraham was blinded? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the inspired utterances of patriarchs and prophets and the symbolic teaching of the sacrificial service had been theirs. And the light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world had shone upon him. He had, though afar off, discerned the glory of the Son of God.
Desire of Ages, page 317. To Jesus, this was an earnest of the word, miracle which the gospel was to accomplish among the Gentiles. With joy, he looked forward to the gathering of souls from all nations into his kingdom. With deep sadness, he pictured to the Jews the result of their rejection of his grace. I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
Desire of Ages, page 317. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Alas, how many are still preparing for the same fatal disappointment? While souls in heathen darkness accept his grace, how many there are in Christian lands upon whom the light shines only to be disregarded? Desire of Ages, page 317, paragraph 3, and on the picture on the side, it says, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that was from Matthew chapter 8, verse 12. Amen.
Answer.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What did Jesus utter with deep sadness as he pictured to the Jews the result of their rejection of his grace? And will this also be repeated in our days? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
I say unto you
that many shall come.
That shouldn't come.
From the east.
And the west.
And the west.
And shall sit down.
With Abraham.
With Abraham.
And Isaac.
And Isaac.
And Jacob.
And Jacob.
And the king.
In the kingdom
of heaven.
And yes.
And
yes.
In heathen.
In heathen.
Darkness.
Darkness.
Except.
Except.
His grace.
His grace.
How many.
How many.
There are.
There are.
In Christian.
In Christian.
Lands.
Lands.
Upon.
Upon.
Whom.
Whom.
The light.
The light.
Shine.
Shines
only
to be
discarded.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still in Desire of Ages, page 318. Bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 318. more than 20 miles from Capernaum, on a tableland overlooking the wide, beautiful plain of Esdraelon, lay the village of Nain, and thither Jesus next bent his steps. Many of his disciples and others were with him, and all along the way, the people came, longing for his words of love and pity.
Continuing, bringing their sick for his healing, and ever with the hope that he who wielded such wondrous powers would make himself known as the King of Israel, a multitude thronged his steps, and it was a glad, expectant company that followed him up the rocky path toward the gate of the mountain village.
Amen. Welcome to all the brethren that are joining us. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, little ones. What did the people come longing for from Christ? And what else were they ever in hope for? If you have the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
They came for his words of love and pity, bringing their sick for his health
healing,
and that he would wielded such wondrous powers would make himself known as the King of Israel.
Desire of Ages, page 318. As they draw near, a funeral train is seen coming from the gates, with slow sad steps is proceeding into the place of burial. On an open bier carried in front is the body of the dead, and about it are the mourners filling the air with their wailing cries. All the people of the town seem to have gathered to show their respect for the dead and their sympathy with the bereaved. Desire of Ages, page 318, paragraph 2.
It was a sight to awaken sympathy. The deceased was the only son of his mother, and she a widow. The only mourner was following to the grave her sole earthly support and comfort. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. As she moved on blindly, weeping, noting not his presence, he came close beside her and gently said, "Weep not." Jesus was about to change her grief to joy, yet he could not forbear his expression of tender sympathy.
Amen. What a blessed Redeemer we have, dear one. Question, boys and girls, how great was the grief of this widow, a mother losing her only son? And how had Jesus shown his compassion on her when he saw her? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
As she moved on blinded, weeping, presence of the one that can change her grief to joy, and he came close beside her and gently said, "Weep not."
Good job. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 1, 2, 3.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Shall proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day and the
the day the vengeance of our God. All the corn to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them that mourn.
Page 318. He came and touched the bear. To him, even contact with death could impart no defilement. The bear stood still, and the lamentations of the mourners ceased. The two companies gathered about the bear, hoping against hope. One was present who had banished disease and vanquished demons. Was death also subject to his power?
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, little ones. Why did the bearers stood still and the lamentation of the mourners cease? And what were the two companies gathered about the bear questioning in their mind? Of the one who had banished disease and vanquished demons? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is he came and touched the bear, and he saw to him even contact with death could impart and defilement, and was death also subject to his power.
Amen. So let us learn our last scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is from the book of Psalms. And it's located in chapter 112, verse 4. We have come to the ending of our first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section where we ask all the little ones to come very close to the mic, for this is story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God. And our dear brother Graves will be the one.
All right. Now I shall come close to the mic. The rest of you come close to the microphone or the computer or the speaker. But anyway, it starts out, my doctrine or teaching shall drop as the rain. Rain comes down and drops. My speech shall distill as the dew. Dew is so fine you can't see it. as the small rain upon the tender herb and as the showers upon the grass. Deuteronomy 32:2. We are to be witnesses for Christ. A witness just tells what he knows. And this we shall be when we grow up daily into the full stature of men and women in Christ. That means when we become mature Christians. It is our privilege to grow more and more like him every day. Then we shall acquire the power, that means to learn, to express his love, our love for him in higher, purer speech. And our ideas will enlarge and deepen, and our judgment become more sound and trustworthy. Children, do you know what trustworthy means? It means we always tell the truth. While our testimony, that is our witness, will have more life and assurance, people will believe us. We are not to cultivate the language of the earthly and be so familiar with the conversation of men. Earthly means to speak like worldlings, be it bad words or good words that others can't understand. And the language of Canaan will be a new and familiar to us. No, that the language of Canaan will be new, and it should be another, there's a word missing there, but it should be familiar to us. Familiar means that we can understand what God says when he speaks in his word, the Bible. We are to learn in the school of Christ, yet it is manifest that many are satisfied with a very limited experience in spiritual things. They reveal but little knowledge of spiritual things in their prayers and testimonies. If we don't read the Bible, read and study the Bible, we won't enjoy speaking about Jesus' sacrifice for us. There is less good judgment manifest in matters concerning our eternal interests than in the matters concerning our earthly temporal affairs. Do we have more to say about the football game than we do about Jesus' love to us? Christians are to be faithful students in the school of Christ, ever learning more of heaven, more of the words and will of God, more of the truth and how to use faithfully the knowledge that they have gained. How do we gain knowledge? By reading and studying the Bible. Read it every day, children. The chief requisite or requirement of language is that it be pure and kind and true. The outward expression of an inward grace. The best school for this language study is in the home. Your mama will explain that to you. Kind words are as dew and gentle showers to the soul. Words like, please, thank you. The scripture says of Christ that grace was poured into his lips that he might know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. When we see someone that is tired or discouraged, do we try to encourage and cheer them up? That's what Jesus did. And the Lord bids or tells us, let your speech be always with grace, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. When the heart is pure, rich treasures of wisdom will flow forth. That's Sons and Daughters of God, page 72. My doctrine, Jesus said, or my teaching, shall drop as the rain. Rain comes down and drops, but my speech shall distill as the dew. Dew is so fine that you can't see it. As the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Brother Graves. Next week, we will continue with part 3 in our study entitled Centurion of our lesson book, Isaiah of Ages. If any one of the little ones, Mommy and Daddy, that would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Father God, we bless God. Thank you for everything you did to keep me safe Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for creating me. I love you, Father God. And I hope all of us that does Sabbath can go to heaven. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next week, dear ones, that will be December 12, 2015, we will continue with part 3. We want to thank all the dear precious family that participated in the reading. And we hope and pray that you will continue enjoying all the activities for the entire family, that you may be able to discuss what you have learned today. God bless each and every one of you. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, and God bless.